Good morning, Bev here again. I'm doing quite well at this sustainability. No, that's not the word. Consistency. That's what I'm looking for, consistency. And still not sure today, especially what I'm going to be talking about. So I thought I'd tell you a story. Many years ago, I was very shy. I know, those of you who know me are laughing your socks off and falling over backwards off your chair. But as a child, I was. So imagine this child surrounded by very talented and creative people. In a loving family, growing up without a lot of money, but we had everything we needed. This child's father worked away a lot. He was a removal man. I don't know if they're called that today, but he was a removal man and traveled around the UK and abroad a lot during his working life. So the child's mother virtually raised four children on her own. My youngest sister was very ill, very, very ill. An illness she didn't survive, and the impact that had on our family was huge. While I didn't realise it at the time, over the years, I've begun to understand that huge impact it had on us as a family. Growing up, my mother, she comes from a sort of dancing background, dancing professionally, and encouraged all of us to join ballet classes. I hated ballet. With a passion, I hated ballet. However, because my mum taught at this particular ballet school, it was a way to be a part of what everybody else was doing. Except I wasn't any good at it. And I wasn't any good at it because I didn't enjoy it. Not that I couldn't do it, I just didn't see what everybody else saw in ballet or tap or character dancing or whatever else it may be. And my mum, bless her, made a real effort not to overpraise us, her children. So it didn't look like she had any favouritism. And I found that quite difficult because when I did manage to do something well, I wanted someone to go, well done, Bev, you did brilliantly. And then, luckily, they started doing drama at the dancing school. So I joined the drama class. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. I could lose myself in drama. So I became the one that didn't do the ballet. I did the drama. By this time, with my younger sister gone, I was the middle child now. Oh, don't get me started on the whole syndrome of middle child. And I think for me, it only really sort of stuck out was because my older sister and my younger sister were great dancers. And so they had something to bond or gel over, whereas I couldn't enter that world. I didn't get it, didn't understand it, didn't want to understand it, truth be told. I was bullied at school. Oh, not as severely as you hear some, but you know, school wasn't overly exciting. And again, by the time I got to senior school, I was competing with my elder sister, who by this time had gone off the rails a bit. And so I was always compared to her. I did discover I loved to learn though. So in a way, it did me a favour because I had to work harder. And I did. And from that, went off to drama school in London, went to do theatre. It sort of gave me a foundation for my life, if you like. But as I look back on it now, as a big grown up, so people tell me, I think about all those things that most of us have dreamt of or tried or wanted to do. You know, there's a big thing about people and their bucket lists at the moment. I hate the term bucket list because it's like once it's done, what then? And anyway, my bucket has a hole in it, so to speak. But we all have these dreams as we grow up. And for whatever reason, you know, things don't work out. Maybe, you know, we change our minds after a while. Who knows? And then you get a lot older. And you start looking back more than you look forward and wonder what happened to those dreams and those expectations of life. The majority of us, I think, can probably sit down and rationalize that actually our lives haven't been that bad. We've struggled, we've survived, we've, you know, done some things that we wanted to do. You know, we have a lot of joy in our lives. We've got a lot of grief in our lives because, you know, that's what life is. And then there are those that have had horrendous lives, horrific lives, lives that most of us can't even comprehend or begin to understand. And what do we do when we get to that age where we start looking back and wondering what if, why, or the big question, what next? And we look forward, and sometimes I look forward and I think, oh, it's not as many years forward as there was behind me. But that doesn't mean that I can't take a lot of that stuff I learned, a lot of that, well, most of the stuff I experienced, and take it with me into the future, you know, into whatever happens next. My shopping bag is full of ideas, full of adventures, full of possibilities and challenges. But the trick is to take out of the shopping bag those things that don't benefit you anymore. So I take out the fact that I was bullied at school. I take out the fact that, you know, my sisters and I aren't close because of all the reasons we're not close. I take out of that, you know, the grief over losing my sister and my father, you know, a few years ago. That all comes out because that stuff's heavy, really heavy. And moving forward, I want my bag to be lighter. And it's strange that the stuff that brings us joy and happiness and those memories we look back on and think, wow, they're so much lighter than the stuff that pulls us down. And by taking the load off or out of the shopping bag, taking that step forward and admiring the scenery and not caring where you're going, just enjoying the journey, is very liberating. I mean, life still sucks occasionally, and we all have those things. You know, we all have to pay rent and mortgages, bills. We, you know, life today, generally and globally, is not very promising. But our lives, our individual lives, can be promising. Now, I don't have the mental or physical energy to do some of the things I really wanted to do when I was younger, you know, and I've talked about this gap year thing and traveling, and yes, I can't put a backpack on and hike around Europe, but I can travel around Europe if I make enough money. I can enjoy the idea of seeing new places or meeting new people. I can look forward knowing that, you know, whatever I do is going to be new and it's going to be exciting and I'm going to learn something from it. And I might keep it in my shopping bag or I might just leave it by the wayside. Who knows? But more importantly, who cares? Who cares? Because the only person that matters really is me or you as an individual, what you keep in your shopping basket. Nobody else has to worry about it. You know, I still have my children and my grandchildren and my elderly mother and my sisters and other people that I care about and want to help. But I don't have to carry the negative in that shopping bag anymore. So I guess today I just wanted to talk to you about that looking forward, the what next question. That actually looking forward means you have to put down some of the heavy stuff in the shopping bag from before. Just put it down. And again, please, I do realize that for some people, it is very heavy and very difficult to put down. And you may have to find a way to do that. But you can't move forward if you can't lift the shopping bag. If it's so heavy, full of such negative stuff, you will never be able to move forward. And you're the only person who can take that heavy stuff out of your shopping bag. And sometimes, metaphorically speaking, you may have to put the whole shopping bag down and go and find yourself a new one. However you deal with it, it's how you deal with it. We carry this stuff alone. Nobody carries it for us. Other people may have put it in the shopping bag, but we're the ones who decide if it stays there or not. So have a think about that today. And just think about, you know, what do you carry around with you that is really useful for you or is actually causing you more harm than good? And can you just go, I'm putting it down. I'm not going there anymore. I'm going to bury it. Don't want to know. If you think it, then you can. Might take a little while. You have to acknowledge the thought first. So remember, people, be kind. Be kind to yourself. Be non-judgmental, especially to yourself. And remember that you hold the power, no one else, only you. And only you can change what you carry about in that shopping bag. So, have a great day, and I hope this has just given you something to think about. Bye.